Gemara Nazir, Daf Mem Gimal, Masechet for Refua Shelema, Moshe Ben Dina, and Narefanalo, Verakle Hasidav Yishmor, Betoch Shar Chole Amo Yisrael, Amen. Today's Daf for the Refua Shelema, Lekayim Nanu et Hachmei Yisrael, Menachem Ben Hana, and Narefanalo, Vegam, Elu Nishmad, Ovadia Ben Dina. Ruach Hashem Tenihana Began Eden, Yom Purim. So, Hatzlacha for all our members. Sheyatzlichu Bechol Enyanim Bakol Mikol Kol Beracha Vatzlacha La'ad Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we begin today's daf right on top of Mem Gimal Amud Rishon. So, we left off on yesterday's daf. How is it possible to be over to Isurim of Tum'ah and Lo Yavo? So, of course, we learned in the Braita, or Rava said, that if he goes into the house, he's over. He could be over twice. He could be over Tum'ah and Lo Yavo. And we said that when he enters the house, simultaneously, he gets both. He gets the Isur of Tum'ah, because there was a mat in the house, and Lo Yavo, there's a separate Isur of Lo Yavo, don't go into the house. So that's how he gets the two Isurim on him simultaneously. Basically, what the Gemara is going to do for the next couple of minutes here is saying, it's never simultaneous. It's always one thing comes before. You cannot synchronize the Tum'ah and the Bi'ah to be Bevatahat. The Gemara says, Bevayit Nameh, Kevan De'a'il Yadeh Ista'eb. The second he sticks his hand in, assuming that when a person walks into a room or a house, his hand goes in first. Finished. The second his hand enters, it's not considered a bi'ah yet, but he's tum'ah. Bi'ah is only after rov of the body goes in. So therefore he's tameh ready. Once he's tameh, so then you can't add another isur on top of it. Ki ayil kulehai tamehu. And when he enters rov, he's already tameh. So how do you have again bevatahat? So the Gemara says, Ela amar bil azar. Siraf yado mishum tum'a ika mishum bi'a leka. Which means, if he put his hand out, he extended his hand out when he walked in, you're right. You can't have both. Tum'a is going to hit the hand first, and then the body's tamer. And which, by the way, from here we learn, it could be halakha, convention rights, when a person sticks his hand in the bathroom. Already he sticks his hand in the bathroom, he has to wash both hands. Ready? We don't say that's just on the hand. The tumah spreads. So what's the case over here? Siref kufo tumah biyaba de'adadikatu. But tumah was siref kufo, where he walked in, his hands were to his side, and he put his majority of his body in first. So therefore, tumah biyah came at the same time. He didn't stick his hand in. When he walked in like this, with his hand out, because then the tumah would come in first. His hands were behind his back. So when he walked in, he lunged his body first. So when you lunge your body first, it's tumah biyah. And that happens at the same time. No, rov guf is considered bi'ah. So the Gemara says, "Ha'i efshad lo ayil chotamo beresha." I mean, the nose sticks out at the end of the day, most people. So therefore, like some more than others. So therefore, that's the. So therefore, when he walks in, even he walks with his body, the nose hit first. And that's a body part. Already tumah hits on the nose, it goes to the body. Bi'ah comes after. Venachit le tumah. And the tumah goes on him before rov gufo. So the Gemara says, Ela amarava, heknis rosho mishum tumah ika mishum bi'aleka. You're right. If he's going to put his head in, the head is going to go with the nose first, and therefore it's not going to have tumah and bi'ah simultaneously. Heknis gufo. Which means he had to put his head back like when he walked in. So therefore, he got his body in with his without his nose going in first. He did some maneuver. He pulled his head back. So the Gemara says, fine, but what are you going to do with the big toe? I mean, the big toe protrudes. So he's got to walk in. So the first thing that enters the threshold is the big toe. I mean, the Gemara is really being technical over here. But basically, you'll never have it bevatachat. It's always some body part that's going to go in first before the rov, and therefore you have tum'ah, and then you have bi'ah. That's not, that's then you just bi'ah won't hit. It's got to happen simultaneously. V'nachat lehu tum'ah. So the Gemara says, Ela mara papa, kegon shenichnas be'shida teva u'migdal. So the Gemara says, oh, we know this already over here. We're talking about where the guy entered in a box. And when the guy enters in a box, which is Daf Yud Zayin, by the way, so which we learned that case in the cemetery. Remember, we learned the case in the cemetery when we're learning the Sugya of Shehiyah. Very good, David. When we're learning the Sugya of Shehiyah, how long does God have to stay in the cemetery before he gets Malkut? So we said, well, where are we going to learn it from? Oh, we'll learn it from the entrance into the Bi'at Mikdash. Bi'at Mikdash is the Shiur of Kedah. Or just Kishtahabaya. So maybe over here also. But over there he's honest. Well, over here also is also an honest. What's the case of honest when he goes to the cemetery? He's in the Tevashidav Magdal. And what? The guy pulled the roof or the floor from under him. And now all of a sudden, he's going to become Tevashidav. So basically, that's the case over here. The guy walked into the house. He was good. He walks in with the Tevashidav Magdal. And then they pulled the thing on him away, the roof or the floor. Uba Havero, some Havero. Upara Alav. And he pulled the roof off of him. So that's one way you could have it, where when he entered, there was no tumah, because he was in the Tevah Shedal Migdal. He was in the box. And then what happened when they pulled it away? So therefore, it happened not much the same time. That's considered, I guess, a bi'ah as well, because his being there is considered a bi'ah. So the Gemara comes along and says, "More about Avashe Amar." Well, there's one more way. Mor baravashe amar kegon de'ayil kishu goses. He entered the house when the guy was a goses, so the guy didn't die yet. So when he entered the house, there was no tum'ah yet. And then the second the guy entered the house, the guy died. So therefore, bi'ave, and he sat down, let's say, whatever. So therefore, bi'ave ve'tum'ah ba'im ke'achat. V'nafak nishmate adiyatib. As he was sitting, the guy's neshama left. So therefore, he died at that point. When he entered, there was no tumah, there was no bi'ah. The bi'ah happens if he comes in and the guy dies. The tumah ubi'ah ba de ka'atyan. He sat down and the guy died. So that's the bi'ah with tumah ba'im ke'achad. Okay, now we get into laws of tumat kohanim. So the pasuk says, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. By Tumat Kohanim, it says, Lo yitama lehechalo. Now, what does lehechalo mean? So the Gemara makes a derash. Lehechalo comes from the Lashon halal. Halal means a guy who is dead. So lo yitama, wait, lehechalo. Lehechalo only when the guy is a halal. But before he's a halal, there's no din of tum'ah. So the Gemara says, Ad sha'a shiyamut. Only when the guy dies and becomes a halal. So it sounds like anything before that, even if the guy might be a goses, there's no tum'ah. Tum'ah is only hal, kishihu halal. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi comes along and says, Bimotam. The pasuk says, Le'aviv, ul'imo, le'achiv, ולאחותו לא יתמע להם במותם. So the Gemara makes a derasha. במותם לא יתמע. מה זה במותם? במותם לא יתמע עד שימות. Which means the only muzhar on tum'ah until death. Up until death. Or only after death, I should say. Basically, they're saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing. It's just that one rabbi learned it from Motam, and one rabbi learned it from Lehalo. To one rabbi, it was more mashma, the word Lehalo, and to one rabbi, it was more mashma, Bemotam. At least that's the way the Yohanan learns. The Shakish is going to say differently, but the Yohanan learns, my binayhu, what's the nafkamina between these two derashot? The Yohanan says basically nothing. Amar Yohanan, mashma'ud dorshin ika binayhu, which means, Mashma'ud Dorshin, Exactly. What was more mashma? So one rabbi said it's more mashma the hechalo. One rabbi said it's more mashma bemotam. But practically speaking, in nafkamina, the Shtaki says no. There's a tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina. Rabbi Shimon says the Shtaki shamar goses ikabenayhu. That the goses is going to be a nafkamina. If the guy is on his deathbed, does he exude tum'ah? The man, the amar, according to the opinion that says min lehechalo, afilu goses. Why? Because rov gosesim die and they become halalim. So therefore, at that point already, he's considered a halal. And therefore, we're learning a big hadush over here. At this point, it sounds like a kohen cannot be metameh to a goses. I mean, the guy's a goses, all kohanim out, according to the Shlakish. That would be like Rabbi Yohana, Bediuk. Leman de, and the Gemara is going to say that, by the way. Leman de Amar b'motam ad shiyamut ein. Goses lo. Motam sounds like mita. They have to actually die. Until they die, no. So the Gemara says now a little ping pong back and forth. So one rabbi learns lehechalo, that what? That when he becomes a halal. So the Gemara says, Ulman de amar min lehechalo, haketi bimotam. Oh, so what does he do with bimotam? Everybody has two pesukim, so everybody has to deal with the other one's pasuk. Mebe'ele lechde rabbi. Detanya, rabbi omer, bimotam, eno metameh. Abal metameh benigatam, ubzibatam. Good, a kohen only has a isur on tum'at mita, but not on another type of tum'ah. Let's say the guy becomes a mitzora, even though we say mitzora hashuv kamet, but that's not legabe this. And therefore, he can be mitameh to a mitzora, b'motam, abal lo b'tum'ah acheret.
Not even a goses.
No, not even a mitzora. It is only tum'at mita. However, not tum'ah, another definite tum'ah. Mitzorah is a definite tum'ah. He exudes tum'ah. However, you learned lechalo earlier. The court of the purpose is lechalo. What does he do with bemotam? So bemotam comes to teach me only a tum'ah that's connected to mitah. However, tum'ah of mitzorah, tum'at ziva, a kohen is not. Goses is tum'at mitah. Because rov gosesim metim. So that's considered connected to tum'at mitah. That's considered halal. But a mitzorah, no. So that's chedush. Kohen can come metameh to a mitzora. Ah, but he's going to come tameh. So what? It's no deed. It's only tumat mita. Bemotam. So the Gemara says, Ulman de amar bemotam, the rabbi that said bemotam, what does he do? He needs this for this. He needs to learn this from it, which means, how can he learn bemotam from what he learned it for, that only when the kohen dies, when the guy dies, what is he going to do with the mitzora? He needs to learn mitzora. That, there's no din of mitzorah, tumat mitzorah by kohen. So Gemara said, no, you can learn both. Im ken lemakera bemot. Mai bemotam, shvat minat tarte. All right, so except bemot, bemotam. So I can learn two things. I can learn, number one, until dafka, until he dies. And number two, only those type of things, and not other types of tum'ah. Ulman de amar bemotam. Now we go the other way. The opinion that learns bemotam, haketiv lehechalo. What does it do with the words lehechalo? Lehechalo laachiu de'ata. It comes to teach me bimi she'eno mechulal yatsa ze shemechulal ve'omed. So it comes to teach me that a kohen only has a din of not becoming tameh only on somebody that's not tameh ready. To make himself mechulal. But if he is mechulal already, meaning he is tameh, or if he's tameh already, there's no din of Mosito, which is yesterday's daf, which we went back and forth with Rava and Rabbi Yosef, how to learn, is there tuma and tuma? Is it talking about where he's mosif tuma, where he's holding on to the to somebody, where he's mosif or not? That we had a machloket. But this Gemara is saying, lehalo, that only if it makes you a halal, meaning it makes you isur, tameh. But if you're already isur, there's no problem. Okay, but the rabbi already learned the halo for his deen of that only when the guy dies or becomes a goses. Doesn't he need it for the sevara to come and teach me that only when you became tameh initially, but not if you're already tameh? Imken lemakera lehehel lehehel my lehehalo. Double language, he says. Shma mina tarte. Good. The Gemara now says mit. So everything is accounted for at this point. Every derash that you need to get from these words, somehow everybody got what they got. And the only nafkamina is going to be so far is the shlakish goses. Rabbi Yochanan, mashma'ud dorshin ikah benai. Metive. From a Mishnan aholot. Adam eno metame ela ad shetetze nafsho. A guy doesn't exude tum'ah until tetze nafsho. Ve'afilu miguyad. And even if the guy is stabbed, and the guy is all lanced, and therefore he's going to die. Therefore he's going to be very soon dead. Doesn't matter. Ve'afilu goses. And even if he's goses. So now the Gemara says, but according to you, the Shlakish, that learned the melechalo comes along and says, anybody that's going to be a halal, so therefore he's metameh, ha-ketani de'eno metameh. What are you going to do with a Mishnah? All due respect, the Shlakish cannot argue on a Mishnah in Aholot. And the Mishnah in Aholot says, even if the guy is a goses, he does not exude tum'ah. So the Gemara is questioning, what does the Shlakish do with this Mishnah? Now the Gemara adjusts it a little. This is a big adush here. The Inyan temuye ad nafka nafshe. Yeah. The Inyan tum'ah, for sure not. Only until he actually dies. However, the Inyan etchule, but a Kohen is not allowed to make himself mechulal. He's not allowed to make himself deconsecrated. He's not allowed to make himself mundane. Ha etchil. He becomes mechulal. Interesting. So Kohen can become mechulal without tumah. Bidin mechulal is already goses. Lehalo. Who mechulal? Tumah. No, tumah. You're right. Tumah. You think I was talking about tumah? I'm talking about tumah. I'm talking about the din of chedul, which is a tremendous chedush according to the way they want to learn the Shlakish. Should be pointed out. Maskana de Gemara. All this is only according to the Shlakish's whole business over here. But the halakha ultimately follows Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore mutar the kohen ikanes lebayit sheyesham goses. That's the halakha. We follow Rabbi Yochanan. But if you follow the Shlakish, kohen would have a much harder time, hospitals and things like that. They can't enter a hospital then. They have the light on the hospital when somebody dies. But somebody's always goses in the hospital and you can't get enter in the first place. If they tell you, sometimes the hospitals have a light. You know, somebody's dead or he's on the way out. But if goses, then how can you even walk in the cloud? They're learning the Shlakish holds that a goses is mehalel the kohen, right, but it's not metameh the kohen.
But it doesn't hold that the
goses is love from the levita. Yeah, the Shlakish, yes. Yes, that's why it's nikra halal kebab. Ze halal. Mishe met, u mishe yamut. Minarov, ze halal. Aval yesh evdel. Mi shemet, metameh. Mi shelo met, mechalel. Mechalel. Okay. So no, nothing for Purim yet, unless you have the... Okay. Unless we see somebody that has a decapitated head like Haman, then maybe we have a connection. But don't hold your breath. Amar of Chazda. Amar of Im Niktar Osho Shel Abiv. Okay. So now the Gemara says, if let's say you have the Kohen, and the Kohen's father, his head was decapitated, or one of the seven relatives that the Kohen is allowed to be. So the question over here is, when do we say that a Kohen is allowed to be mitameh to the seven relatives? A Kohen Edyot we're talking about. That's only talking about when the body is complete. However, once the body is missing limbs, in this case, the Gemara gives an example of the head, but it gives an example of anything. So then already there's no deen that he's allowed to be mitameh. He's not allowed to be mitameh. How do you know that? Eno mitameh lo. Hiddush. My ta'ama amar kera le'aviv. Bizman shu shalem v'lo bizman shu chaser. Unbelievable. So only when he's whole. Then he's called aviv. When he's not whole, he's called, you know, partial father. But he's not called his father. Father means his whole father. But when he's not, and for that matter, there's seven relatives as well. So if he's missing a body part, and died. Well, according to Yohanan, and died. So therefore, there's a big hadush over here. Yeah, usually the guy, psikre sheve la yemot, I mean, the guy lost his head over here. So.
Just his head.
Well, just his head. Usually that's enough to kill a guy.
No,
Fuadin. That's what I said. I think I just gave an example over here that his head came off. That's I guess that's definitely death. But other God forbid, if he had an amputation, God forbid, of a leg because he was diabetic or something like that, and now you have the deen of Kohanim, so it's not Aviv. It's missing a body part. Therefore, according to this Gemara, ain't no mitameh. There is halakha in this. Yes. Yes. The big questions are when they want to exhume bodies sometimes of people that died, and the guy was Kohen, and they asked the Gedolim, he wants to be there when they exhumed the body, to bring him to a different, and by then he already decayed, and therefore he's not Shalem anymore. So Kohanim cannot be Metameh for that, you know, reburial. Amar le Rava Menuna, Ela Me'ata Ka'azil, Befakta da Arabot, if a Kohen is, he's in some barren, you know, desolate valley, ufaskuha gannabe l'reshe, and the gannavim cut his head off, or the father's head off, or hachaname delo letamele, so you're going to come along and say the son could not be metameh? Miskin, the guy's in the middle of nowhere, the guy's head's off, what to do now? Ad kedekach, what to do? So Gemara says, no, what do you mean, what to do? Over there, it's mit mitzvah. Amar le, mit mitzvah ka amart. Hashtai, if Gemara says, but you're talking about a mit mitzvah? He says, no. Hashtai yesh tomar, b'acharini mechayev, be'abib, lo kol sheken. The Gemara says, if another guy died, who's not related to the Kohen, mit mitzvah, he's allowed to bury. So you tell what, his father's worse than a regular mit mitzvah? If you're in the middle of nowhere, and there's no chavirah kaddisha, and there's no way to get burial. So what are you asking me? That case, so don't worry about it. You could bury. So the Gemara says, no. V'ay mit mitzvahu? Is that a mit mitzvah? V'atanya ezehu mit mitzvah kol she'en lo kovrim. But this guy, kore v'acharim onim oto enze mit mitzvah. Let him call somebody. V'hai itle bara. He has a son. So the son who's a Kohen, let him go call the Havirat Kaddishah. Why is it a mit mitzvah? He can't do it. Let him go call for help. So the Gemara says, you're right. If he can call for help, you're right. But we're talking about a case over here where you're in the middle of nowhere. The Gemara says, Kevan de ka'azil be'orcha, the guy's in the middle of the road, which means basically the middle of nowhere. Right? So the Gemara says, Kimi she'en lo kovrim dameh. That's considered, if the guy died in the city, okay, then you call the Havirat Kaddishah, the guy will come and pick up the body. But over here, what are you going to tell the guy? He died baderech, right? Asher karecha baderech. And therefore, he died be'orcha. And therefore, it's considered a mitzvah. Metive. So we have a bright over here when it talks about the Kohen being mitamet his sister. Bela achoto habetula akerova elav. So he's allowed to be mitameh to his sister, and to all the seven relatives. But by the sister, it says, La yitama. To her, he can be mitameh. So the Gemara is saying, that's extra. We learned already, Al kol nafshot met lo yavo. Balevi, lemo. So therefore, it says already, he can be mitameh. Why does it have to say a special one by Ahoto? So the Gemara says, La hu metameh ve'no metameh le'evareha. Oh, now we have another din over here. that he can only be metameh to her, but if she has limbs that came off of her body, he's not allowed to be metameh to the limbs that come off of her body. Which means this is a case that we're talking about, which is yesterday's mitzvah, by the way, in a different way. Yesterday's mitzvah was Eved Menahai, and this is what we're talking about over here. If let's say the lady has a limb taken off when she's still alive, Eved Menahai. However, the Kohen is not allowed to be mitameh, only la, but lo le'evareha. And therefore, he cannot be mitameh even to the limb of a relative. Lefi she'eno mitameh le'eved menahai shel aviv. And if he cannot be mitameh to eved menahai from his father, which is a closer relation, his father, so certainly he cannot be mitameh to eved menahai from his sister. No, the pasuk is by the sister, but we know it by the father. So the Gemara is saying, if you cannot be mitameh by the father, so then it goes without saying, you cannot be mitameh by the sister. Why does I have to say it? He said, that's the girsa that we have, by the way. Another girsa is in the Gemara here. Echen arosh gores kan le'eved min amet shel aviv. So different girsaot of it. Is it eved min ahay shel aviv? Or even when Amet Shel Aviv, but nonetheless, the Gemara is saying he cannot be mitameh to any of these relatives. Now, it is a question: if we have a kavah homer, why do you need a pasuk? I don't know the answer to that, but that's what it's being said according to Al Gemara. I mean, just say im Aviv eno mitameh be'evin benachai achoto lo kol shekin. Then already the whole pasuk is superfluous. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Tarach v'katav, right? Sarik ishun. That's it. So that's okay. So the Gemara says, "Aval machzir hu al etzem kisora." Oh, here's the question. After the guy buried his father, or buried one of the kohanim, buried whoever he's allowed to bury, now he's able to go look around the grave, the area, to bury even little body parts that might have fell away. An etzem kis'ora. An etzem is a bone the size of a barley. Already is metameh, but you don't have to worry. He's allowed to take care of that and go back and pick up the pieces, as we would say. The Gemara says, wait. My ma'ziru al etzem kis'ora. Lav lememra de'i mechasar purta. That means must be the father that he was burying was missing a part of his body. And you still let him bury him. Well, that's a question on what we just said. We just said over here has to be shalem. And now it's assumed. If you're letting him pick up the pieces, that means when the guy was buried, he wasn't shalem. And still you said there's no problem. As long as you're burying him, at the time of the burial, bury the body, bury the pieces. I thought you said you can't bury pieces. You can't bury a guy who's not shalem.
Even to look for the pieces, what are you looking for the pieces for? When he finds the piece, you can't touch it.
But if you're saying that he's ready tameh, so then he's okay. Right, very good. But over here, how do you let the guy initially become tameh? And that's shalem. That's the Gemara's question over here. It's a big she'ela. So the Gemara comes along and says, La. The Gemara says, no. Hahi, Rabbi Yehudahi. Don't ask me from that question, that bright over there. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is Matir, even if the body is Hasid. Aye. What Rav Chisda that said it's Asur? That's Alibad Rabbanan. So now we have Machloket Tanaim. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. I have a braita over here. This is Ali Badr Biuda. Where do you know that she taught? From the following. De Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La. In the pasuk by Achoto. It says La Yitama. So Gemara says La Metameh Ve'eno Metameh Le'evareha. Which means, but you cannot be Metameh to her limbs that come off her body. Like we said, that if a limb comes off of the father, the queer cannot be metameh. Aval, Metamehu le'ever min met shel aviv. That means, but he can be metameh to an eved that came off the father. Once already he was tameh already. Of course he was met already. So therefore, obviously there's a kula by met more than eved menachai. Eved menachai we're saying cannot. However, if the father was met and he was chaser, so the Biyuda says that he can pick up the pieces.
And he was tameh
already because he buried him. So then he can pick up the pieces. But no, but how did he become tameh in the first place? So he became tameh on a chaser. And that's he allows it. That's the point. So once he becomes tameh, how did you become tameh? Ela chaser is okay. And then once you become chaser, then he can pick up the pieces. So therefore, the chedush over here is that the Biyuda holds like that. That's if we found an opinion. So therefore, don't ask me from this braita. This braita that we asked that said that you can pick up the pieces, alibad the Biyuda. Okay, so that's that. Now, Tanya. So the Gemara has another question. Rav Kahana ben Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Again, la yitama, la metame, ve'eno metame le'evarim. That the person can be metame to Kohen to his sister. However, he's not metame to limbs that came off. Prat lekezayit menamet. Which means this is coming to exclude a kezayit from the met, or kezayit netzel. That's like when the body has like is decomposing a little and has a moist texture to it, or you have, let's say, the body actually decomposes completely to afar and becomes dry. Like earth over there, so it's coming to say that the Torah is coming to say that a suit for the Kohen to be metameh to those as well. So not only evarim, but it's coming to say these other types of tumah as well. So the Gemara says, Yachol lo yitama lishidra ulgulgolet urov binyana urov binyana. Which means, okay, you want to tell me the Kohen has to only be metameh latabal, and you cannot be metameh to any of these items that come from a body. However, what about rov of the body? Let's say it's rov binyana, the majority of the frame of the body, or let's say majority of bones, 125 limbs, which is the majority of the bones. Do we say that even that you cannot be metameh? Okay, Tiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe emor el HaKohanim b'nei Aharon ve'amarta alehem. So we have emor ve'amarta. So what's the double language, emor ve'amarta? Hosif techa katuv tum'ah acheret. What does it mean, emor ve'amarta? It's in Parashat Emor, it's telling the Kohanim who they can become tameh to. So it's saying, not only can they become tameh to the met, to the body, but they can become tameh even to Rov Binyan and Rov Binyan and the Gulgolet, the skeleton, the skull. So therefore the Gemara comes along and says, Yachol lo yitama l'shidra ul Gulgolet urov binyano urov binyano shel acherim. Oh, so what about others? Which means, can he become tameh to, not the seven relatives? No, Amart, ma achoto miyuchedet. We learn from achoto that what? Achoto is special. Shegufa taluibo, meaning he has an obligation to bury his sister. That's one of the seven. Umetameh leshidra ugulgolet urobinyana urobinyana. Afkol shegufo taluibo, metameh leshidra ugulgolet urobinyano urobinyano. So only people that he's obligated to bury. Do we have the heter of Rob Binyano and Binyano? The seven. Matir, but only of the seven, not others. So the Gemara comes along and says, but what do you see from this Gemara? You see that you're doing Rob Binyan, Rob Binyan, it's not Shalem. And therefore he's letting it. At the end of the day, we're letting this happen, and that goes against Rav Chasda. Well, what do you think the Gemara is going to answer? It's a Biyuda. Yes. That If you have a kezayit of afar and all that stuff over there, it's excluding. You can be mitameh, but you cannot be mitameh to the things. But that means it's excluding. Cannot. So Gemara says, what about rov binyana and binyana? Oh, you can. Also goes, you can't to anybody? No, to the seven. Okay, beautiful. So you can be mitameh to rov binyana v'gulgolet to the seven, but that's not shalem. Just against the chazda. So the Gemara answers, no. That's a biyudah. So therefore, no problem. Now, what did Rav go like? Rav that said that if the body's not whole, cannot be mitameh, who's he going like? Rabbanan. Who's Rabbanan? Which opinion is that? Netanya. We have a braita. You have a story of the father of Rabbi Yitzchak that died in Ginzak. And he was buried there. ובאו והודיעו לבי יצחק לאחר שלוש שנים. After 3 years, his father had passed already, and now they wanted to reinter him in the family plot. And the בי יצחק מגנזק was a Kohen. So what happened? ובא ושאל את רבי יהושע בן אלישע וארבעה זקנים שעמו. And they came to ask him, is he allowed to be מתמה? And they came along and said, לאמרו לו, לאביו, בזמן שהוא שלם, ולא בזמן שהוא חסד. And they were basically told him, he cannot, because in 3 years for sure, the body was decomposing. Or maybe it was a tzaddik, okay, it wasn't, like that. So therefore, his body decomposed, maybe he was a tzaddik, but there's still decomposition, and therefore he wasn't shalem, and therefore we see the machlok between the Biyuda and Hachamim.
What time is it? What
time? 39. Okay, so Rabotai, we're going to learn now the remez. So the three items that we learned on today's daf is how bi'ah and tumah can occur simultaneously. So basically we had the guy's hand goes in first, the guy's nose goes in first, the guy's big toe goes in first. Ultimately we said the guy went in a box. Or we said the guy went in when the guy was a goses. And then he died. So therefore, that's how you have Tumah. Exactly. That's how you have Tumah be at the same time. And then we came along and said, Machloket Rabbi Yochanan v'Rishtakish, if there's Tumah by a Goses, ultimately the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rishtakish, that from the fact that he learns from the Hehalo, comes and teaches me that it is Tumah even by a Goses, the Gemara later on adjusted and said, maybe there might not be Tumah by a Goses, but there is Hilul by a Goses. And therefore, the Kohen is Mechalel, but he might not be Metameh. That's based on the Gemara and the Mishnah and Aholot. Finally, a Kohen may not become Tameh for a relative whose body is not complete. And that was Avchazda. And Avchazda was actually quoting Le'abiv, which is Shitat Rabbanan. However, the Biyuda argued, and we saw different sources of the Biyuda, and we brought the story of the rabbi, the Biyitzhak Beginzak, that they didn't let him reinter his father, because he wasn't Shalem. The Nazir tore open the roof of his magazine, the Mag. The Nazir tore open the roof of his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Ah, come on. Thus, became Tameh while simultaneously entering the cemetery because he got spooked from a Goses lying next to him. When he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father whose head was cut off. Okay.
It was in the box with the Goses.
Yeah. Any movie? I don't got a movie on this one, but let's see.
So the story wasn't the...
story